An exhaustive search not over yet in Florida. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Nearly a week after Hurricane Ian made landfall in southwest Florida.
We've now had more than 2,300 rescues, and our urban search and rescue teams with more than 1,000 personnel have gone door to door to 79,000 structures to check on occupants.
Governor Ron DeSantis also says efforts to restore power continue. President Biden visits Florida tomorrow for a firsthand briefing on relief efforts, which the White House says will include the Republican governor. The president calling out Republican lawmakers in states imposing more abortion restrictions after the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Congress should codify the protections of Roe and do it once and for all. But right now, we're short a handful of votes. So the only way it's going to happen is if the American people make it happen.
At the second meeting of his task force on reproductive rights, singling out the University of Idaho over restrictions on contraceptive information and asking the U.S. Education Secretary to look at possible steps to protect college students and staff. Lawyers for former President Trump asking the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on the fight between him and the Justice Department over documents seized from his Florida estate. This as the Justice Department appeals the appointment of a special master, arguing that third-party review is delaying its criminal probe into the handling of classified documents.
The 11th Circuit had previously sided with DOJ, ruling that the classified documents could be separated from the rest for the criminal investigation. Trump's team wants more time in the appeals process and argues the appointment of a special master was never before the 11th Circuit and cannot be appealed to them. The Trump legal team request goes to Justice Clarence Thomas for consideration based on geographical jurisdiction.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Back-to-back rallies on Wall Street with a two-day gain for the Dow of more than 1,500 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Another state offers a warning about a kind of fentanyl that appears to target kids.
DEA agents in New York say they have taken a supply of rainbow fentanyl off the streets, some of it packaged as if it were candy. Head of the New York DEA, Frank Tarantino, says enticing kids with fentanyl is dangerous, especially now.
In the month of October, as Halloween fast approaches.
About 15,000 pills were confiscated, stashed in a Lego toy box. The pills said to be worth about $300,000. New York City narcotics prosecutor Bridget Brennan said further information shows
the multicolored fentanyl pills allegedly originated in Mexico.
One woman has been arrested for possessing a controlled substance. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An outpouring of tributes for country music icon Loretta Lynn, who died peacefully today at her Tennessee home. She was 90. Dolly Parton says they were like sisters and that she's one of Lynn's millions of fans.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Born into poverty in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, Loretta Webb was the second of eight children. Married in her early teens to Oliver Lynn, she taught herself to play guitar. Her rocky marriage fueled much of her songwriting. Lynn's songs were often groundbreaking and controversial. She wrote about abuse, infidelity, the Vietnam War, sexism, and birth control.
Fox's Lisa Lacera. Lynn's life story, Coal Miner's Daughter, was made into a hit movie with Sissy Spacek winning an Oscar for the lead role. Spacek says the world has lost a magnificent human being, calling Lynn a resilient country music pioneer and precious friend. Twitter shares soaring 22%. As Elon Musk renews his original offer to buy the social media giant. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.